Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm so excited about Christmas and so excited to talk to Anson Williams, as we know, Potsy. Really excited.
Yeah. So, again, Anson Williams, Potsy, Happy Days. We can finally mention the word Happy Days again, right? And talk about projects. Isn't that great, Anson?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Finally. 7 months, I think. I felt like I was in like solitary confinement.
Well, I did too. I had to keep interviewing athletes, and now everyone's coming out of the woodwork, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's great, but I wasn't ready, and it's not slowing down in 2023. All right, Greg, Anson first?
Yeah, well, sure. I want to continue. We were talking, you know, in the green room a little bit about, you know, Anson's bid for mayor, and he was telling me what a blessing it was, and I just wanted to understand a little bit more about that, because that was interesting. So shoot, what else was it?
Well, so interesting. When I learned so much about politics, I didn't think I was that naive, actually, because I went in there very heartfelt. My community, small town of Ojai, so much I thought we could do that hasn't been being done for the community. And boy, it became like a microcosm of Washington. It was, they could put us right there at the Capitol. It's like same conversations, I mean, same personalities. It was incredible. But and there was a lot of questionable election stuff. I lost by 40 votes, but what was phenomenal about it, it was such an education. And by losing, I won because we were able to expose so much of what the city needed was being done and questionable things being done. That it woke up the community, because for years and years, it's been kicked down the road. Nobody, you know, no one's really looking into it. No one was that interested. But when you find out you're $50 million in deferred maintenance, and that's the pipes underneath the city, that's the roads, the entire infrastructure, and you see where the money's going, and you see how it's being organized, and then you find out the few families that are controlling the little community. Howard, I said, I can't make up these characters. I cannot make up this story. He goes, you're kidding. I go, no. Every time I thought, okay, this is as far as it's going to go, a whole new chapter opened up. A whole new chapter. And I'm sitting there going, you know, I'm going to keep running, and I'm going to just like copyright the script I'm going to write. I mean, it's like, and I'm going to go based on a true story. Unbelievable, right? So anyway, back to it now, what did happen is things are changing. People are being called upon. And there's a lot going on to begin to correct this problem that's been going on for a long, long time. And it's so bad that the city manager at the time, a wonderful city manager, happened to find another job. You know, and got a bit, and then they brought in an interim city manager, very respected, a very knowledgeable guy who is his expertise is coming in between city managers and helps you bring in the next city manager. A brilliant guy, incredibly great ideas, total professional. He's done this job in numerous successful cities. The other week they were at a private session council meeting, and he says, I've had it, I'm done. And he walked out, he quit. So now I think we have a 20-year-old assistant city manager kind of running things. And so anyway, in the meantime, I'm free and able to do, have wonderful opportunities, and I feel I can do more to help our community not being elected.
Very good.
I guess that sums it up.
That's crazy. So, I mean, what would you say? It's just basically you're glad it happened. You learned stuff, but politics, is that going to be you anymore? Anthony, ever going to try to run again?
Just shoot me, okay? Shoot me. Just put it right there. You can do so much. I didn't realize you, first of all, you need the right collaboration. You need the right group. both groups have problems with, and both groups have the ego is not the way to do things, and ignorance and ego is really not the way to do things. So I am so thankful, and now I'm free to get in there and get out, you know, really get in there, motivate, you know, help make the changes. And I'm not, if it would have been an awful experience with not having the right counsel, with not having the right, you know, people surrounding you, you know, a few rich families that are controlling the community, things like that. It would be
that sounds
frustrating.
Like a global problem.
I'm telling you, it's, I'm not going to get into politics with Washington. I don't know what anyone's dealing with, but there's a lot of egocentrical, self-involved people over there. That's, you know, whatever. And that we were a microcosm of that.
Wow.
So, I'm terribly thankful. I am so thankful. I still might write the script.
I don't see why not.
That'd be the best way to really like just.
Hey, if I remember, you know, we just talked about 7 months has been of, you know, something going on in Hollywood. I don't know how much you can share with that, but you know, what happened? What's going on? Anything you can tell us that caused that issue, and how did it get resolved, and what was that all like?
Well, there's just so many new platforms for entertainment, you know, with AI and with streaming, and it's just growing and growing. And truly, the actors weren't getting their fair share in any which way. And Fran Drescher, a wonderful president of SAG, just a very, very committed, smart woman, and the board said enough. They wouldn't negotiate. You know, they put us to the wall, and I mean the majority of Screen Actors Guild, which are thousands and thousands of folks, said no. We have to strike. We have to do. We have to suck up and do it. Otherwise, there'll be nothing left. I mean, everything, you know, getting away from television. You know, we had a big problem with the cable deal years and years ago. We had to strike that, and this is even bigger. And so many things are so new, like AI, and streams out of control, and residuals and all this. It's just well-defined. And all that had to be taken care of. And Fran and the board worked hard, and they got a $1 billion deal.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Who can say no to the nanny? You know what I mean? It's like impossible.
Yeah, but she's an activist. She's an activist and committed and heartfelt and selfless. And it was for us. And she's just, she's amazing. The board's amazing. And they really, you know, brought the monetary needs in and opening it up for future too. So,
right, so
we've got a platform now, we've got a way to go. We've got a defined direction for all of this, and it will grow as we go. But she really did the right thing and had to be. And now we're in much better shape for it. And now we can actually say, I was on Happy Days. I mean, I can actually say that now without getting arrested. So that feels
cool. Well, that's cool. So, you know, just to catch up everyone on this. So AI, are you talking about, you know, use your voice, use your image, use a full 3D, full motion image of you. Can talk about that a little bit. What exactly are they doing out there?
Well, I mean, they're doing a lot of that now, but they can't anymore. But it's interesting. I mean, there's actually a film in development, or I don't know if they're filming it. I don't know. They're actually starring James Dean. They're actually taking old footage of James Dean, and they're able to make it into a full character in a movie.
Wow. Wow.
So, so it's that's pretty scary. So this makes it much harder to do that. You can't do without OKs, without contracts. Yeah. And that's why it was a runaway train.
Yeah.
And it's not anymore. You know, it's much more controlled, much more focused. And, you know, it was a hardship for all of us, you know, for not being able to work.
Yeah.
Good work in animation. You could do commercials. Certain companies were able to work because you can sign these. They'll give you an okay if you're willing to take, you know, whatever's negotiated. You agree ahead of time. That's usually independent companies, not the big studios, not the big production companies. So there was still a little work, but the majority couldn't work, and it was a real hardship. But everyone sucked it up, and for the greater good, and for the future screen actors, for the future performers.
Wow.
And definitely that looking at image and likeness type of a thing, especially if you own the image and likeness of yourself, that was something totally different, you know, and t-shirts are different things, but now thinking with AI and a hologram, go figure. It's crazy. Now, Anson, latest project, tell us about that. This is really exciting what's happening, right?
Very excited. You know, I directed for years in television mostly. And I wanted to live a long life. So I've kind of retired from television directing right after Secret Life of the American Teenager. I directed a third of those with Shailene Woodley. And then I went more just back into producing and creating and trying to do some. Are you frozen? No, you're not. You look, you were just, you're fine. No. You just didn't move. You didn't move. So I thought.
No, we're not frozen at all. I'm just not.
No, good. But you look, it's very good miming. It really is like, I thought you were frozen. Anyway, I'm really creating more kind of new platforms in entertainment and developing a few, movies and things like that. But my wife, Sharon, is a phenomenal writer. And she had written a memoir about her life growing up, funny, emotional, tragic, heroic, growing up with her mother having a psychotic breakdown from 8 years old, having to grow up with mental illness, and how it affected the family in a southern railroad town. And she took these chapters and was getting award after award after award. And I had the idea, it should be a play. It should be a one-woman show. I said, this thing will be a powerhouse, not only for entertainment, but also to bring attention to one of the biggest problems in our country in a very creative, very tactile, very embraceable way. And she did. She adapted it to a play. And we got Carolyn Hennessy, a major theater person, but she's been the star of General Hospital for 17 years, to play the lead. And there's one other character, which is kind of a blues musician guy, but basically it's a one-woman show. She plays 12 characters. And the first reading, it's titled Crazy Mama. And the first reading, kind of a stage reading we had the reading just to, you know, to take notes. We had 80 people we didn't know, an audience, and just see how the audience reacts. Because you know how your play is by the audience reaction. Well, there was a standing ovation at intermission, and there was a 5-minute standing ovation at the curtain. So I turned to Sharon, and I said, I think we got something here. And so Bethel Woods, which is exact spot where Woodstock took place. A billionaire bought it up years ago and put in a 16,000 seat amphitheater, other theaters. I mean, it's a huge entertainment complex right there in upstate New York, a big deal. And they decided that they would like to go into developing theater that can then go to Broadway, like the La Jolla Playhouse in San Diego. They develop shows there, and then they get passive income by taking it to New York. The first one they ever did was a little show called Tommy. Then they did Big River. They own pieces of 33 Broadway shows. So all these plays were submitted to Bethel Woods, and guess which one they picked? Crazy Mama. So, and I'm directing, and it's going to be fabulous. And it opens April 12th at the Bethel Woods Center in Woodstock, New York. And if people want to look into it, they can go to bethelwoodscenter.org. And so I'm literally, it's Pulitzer Prize winning material. Sharon is going to be, she's going to break out as a writer, well-known writer as it should be. And I'm excited because the first things I ever directed, I created, because no one will give you a break. First one was No Greater Gift Without Organ Donorship. Then another one was really kind of a political. Another one was an anti-drug. And I loved it because we were doing entertainment that had a message, that really had an effect. we doubled donor cards in the United States within program. I mean, those are the stories you want to tell. And now I'm able to do it through theater. I'm able to go back and do the same thing by offering entertainment, but something so important to help, our folks. So that's it. So Crazy Mama, April 12th, Bethel Woods Center in Woodstock. And hopefully from there, we'll go to Off-Broadway.
Oh, that'd be great. What made you guys choose April 12th?
Actually, Carolyn, first of all, there's a couple of things. Carolyn Hennessy's schedule, because she's very busy, and also Bethel Woods' schedule. So it's between the two, coordination.
Oh, very cool.
I'm just glad we have a date, because next week we'd figure it out. We're going there. We're getting this thing up.
Now, would that be amazing if you directed on Broadway, Anson? That happens.
I don't know if this would go to Broadway. It would go to Off-Broadway. But I'll tell you, that's always been a dream. Even as an actor, I wanted to do Broadway. And the one offer I ever had is between that and Happy Days. So I took Happy Days. Yeah.
That was a good pick.
I would love to direct it. Directing theater, especially at this time of my life, it's just so creative. It's so tactile. It's so collaborative, and it's faster. And it's not quite the grind of filmmaking. I mean, it's filmmaking. It's tough. I mean, my friend Ron Howard, God, he's doing a big film now in Australia. It is grueling. It really is. And I don't know, I started in theater and love theater. And it's just great decades later to get back to the beginnings. I forgot how fun, how satisfying, how creative. And also it's just the wonderful collaboration you get with the talent you need. It's just a wonderful, it's a wonderful way to entertain.
That's great. A few weeks ago, I think it was, Neil, we were chatting with your friend Ralph Mouth, and it reminded me. Yeah, how you guys, hang out together. I mean, and still talk every day. I mean, you and Henry and Ron, since the last time we talked, you're still keeping that up.
Yeah, Ron, a couple of us were Zooming, and a few of us are at Marion Ross's house, Mrs. C. And all together, we did an interview for the New York Times about the 50th anniversary of Happy Days. And we were talking about that. And we're still so close, 50 years, man.
Wow.
And we have an open text. We two, three times a week, we're in contact with each other, no matter where we are. And we never talk business. We're friends. We're true friends. And it's just amazing. It's amazing we have that kind of depth of a friendship. I was just texting Donnie before I came on the phone here. He's going to be doing a big 17-piece band fundraiser in Ventura sometime in June. We were talking about that. And Don, by the way, I hope he talked about his album.
Yeah.
New York High. Yeah. Did you see the video? Did you see his video? New York High video?
I didn't see it. No.
No, I did not.
Oh, you should see it. It's great. And there's this huge show there in London, like the top 10. And his song is number 6 right now there.
Wow.
High.
Wow.
And so everyone should go just go to Don Most on Facebook or Instagram. And check it out. Check out New York High with Don Most, Donnie Most.
That's great. Great promoting someone else. That's the humbleness of you, for sure. Now, Greg Versteheim was on here. It was not called Celebrity Interviews Live from the Grotto. So, Greg, you do have a question.
I do have a question.
Never got the chance with Anson the first time.
Can't wait to ask you this question, Anson.
Uh-oh.
So it's my favorite question. I ask all of the guests this question. And, it helps me in my own life, because it's important for me to learn from people, because I know nothing. The older I get, the more I realize the little I know. So
Right? Huh? Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's like you go, I'm not very smart.
Exactly.
I have a lot to learn. Gee.
So, all right, here it goes, Anson. Tell me, what's the most important thing in life you feel you've ever learned?
Kindness. Absolute kindness, because that hits so many levels of your life, and it improves your life in so many ways. It's not a simple word. If you take it, if you really put it in your heart and put it in your life, it's amazing the cause and effect of kindness that betters your life, truly. And kindness also is selflessness. And someone gave me the greatest quote that stayed with me for years. And this is way back. And I'm wondering if Gary Marshall, I'm thinking Gary Marshall gave us this quote, because Gary Marshall was instrumental in keeping us grounded and creative and inspired us to educate ourselves about many areas of the entertainment business so we could still have careers. But more than anything, he was a very kind man. And he said, I believe he said this, he said, guys, you're in it. And what's in it mean? You're in it. You got a fire going. You want to make it. You want to get rich. You want to get out there. And he goes, and yes, God bless, but never, ever be of it. It's what you do. It's not who you are. Don't hide behind things. Don't hide behind things. It's which, if you're of it, it's over. It's over. You'll never find out who you are. You'll live, you'll never have enough, and you'll be miserable. So that wow. also goes to kindness. Yeah. And one thing I've learned, I mean, at a young age, I mean, kids today, or actors today, when I was directing, I try to put it in their head. They get a little ego, and you know, they these days you get, 2 million people watching a show, it's a big hit. You know, we had 60 million every week. You know, so we knew stardom. We knew Beatlemania. I mean, we experienced everything you could possibly think of with fame. Everything. And you know, climbing the tree in my parents' backyard is pretty cool. You know, it's like the basic, you go, wow, none of this is great, but it's the basics that matter. Every corny statement is true. You know, it's family, it's friends, it's giving before taking. And that's the other thing in life. And that's kindness. Give before you take. And you do that, you receive wonderful things when you have that kind of kindness and selfless character. And we were taught that by Gary. But that's been absolutely the biggest lesson.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys. Anson, best place to go. It's really fast. Best place to find info on you and stuff. Anson's go where?
Oh, I'm so bad with social media, guys. But I'm on Facebook. Everyone can come, open to the public. So Anson Williams at Facebook.
All right. That was special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto. Greg Hanna, guys. Take care.
Thank you.